Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. And we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How she caught me, loves. You're listening to the Max City Morning Show.
Everybody, Keith Simpson here from Norell Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Thank you so much for this opportunity to come into your studio to have this time to have a conversation and speak with our audience. And I thank them for their time. My name is Joshua Gogo, Dr. Joshua Gogo. I'm an economist, a finance professional, and a business consultant. My background also included oil field engineering. So today I'm going to be talking about the climate-related disclosures that is coming to our businesses, our region, and how it's going to impact the local businesses, especially those working directly with the oil industry, which is almost every business.
That's right.
And this is about the greenhouse gas reporting, compliance reporting, and how it has now come to be part of the financial reporting and how it will affect businesses in the region.
Yeah. Okay, so let's just jump into it, because you explained a little bit about this to me maybe like a month or two ago. We were at like a function together, and it was fascinating because it was completely off my radar. Like, there's a lot of things like I just don't know about, but this was so far outside of my realm of knowledge. However, it did impact the community that I live and work in. So can you, let's just get started with what this means.
Now, next to oil prices, as you said, as you've mentioned, this is probably the biggest thing that will impact the way businesses do business. And so by and large, our community and the type of businesses that operate, especially do business with the oil and gas sector.
Right.
Now, take you back to 2 years ago when the COP26 happened about climate-related disclosures, climate reporting, and from that point, it's been building up until recently. Now, what we are going to be seeing, if you want to look at it, it will impact the industry the way accounting and auditing impacted the financial industry, or how businesses report their financial statements or their financial activities or performance. Two things that have come into play today is that by January 2024, all businesses, not just in the oil and gas sector, but we're going to be focusing on the oil and gas sector here and the construction industry, will be required to include, as part of their financial reporting, to include in their financial disclosures how their activities impact the climate and how the climate will impact their businesses. Now, this is a top level. So it will look at the climate risk, the face, and the opportunities that are there for industry to take advantage of. Now, before now, the big players like the Suncors or the other companies, they have been required to report their carbon footprint.
That's right.
And what they are doing to towards net zero, really, what they are doing in mitigating the impact of the activities on the climate, on the environment. Going forward, they will also be required, and this is where it's going to affect the businesses, they will also be required to report on the climate-related activities, as risk and opportunities of their suppliers, suppliers of goods and services.
That's right.
Which is what we call the scope three of the greenhouse gas framework or protocol. So construction companies, service providers, goods providers. We have to report to them because that is the only way they can report.
That's right.
And why should they do that?
Yeah.
Because according to the new protocols or the new disclosure requirements, banks are expected to report the climate impact, the climate risk and opportunities that their customers are exposed to. Which means if Sanka wants to go to get a bank loan, they are required to report that.
That's right. Yep.
If you want to borrow money from the bank, you are required to report that.
Right.
You are not just required to report your own direct risk and opportunity, that is climate related risk and opportunities. You are also required to report on the climate risk and opportunities faced by your suppliers of goods and services.
So now when it comes to the word opportunities, because that was the one thing that you spoke about last time, which I thought was fascinating, because although this seems like a lot of work, because it is, and it will create future jobs for sure, but it also creates business opportunities because it is new. So what are some opportunities that organizations and potential entrepreneurs could be looking into because of these new regulations?
This is awesome. You see, before now, the talk has always been the impact, the footprint, the risk.
That's right.
But by also taking and looking at the opportunities, you will find that new industries will emerge. For instance, these opportunities are in three categories. One, if you are able to go into, given that current technology, current ways of doing things have a higher impact on emissions, because this is all about emission reduction.
Right.
If you are able to innovate along lower emissions, right, because the industry is moving towards that, you gain new market. That is one level. That is on innovation. Second type of opportunities is actually the credit, the carbon credit market, the trading in carbon credit, where you can acquire carbon credit as assets,
right,
and then sell it to businesses or industry players who need them.
Right.
To make up for their emissions, just because maybe they are finding it more difficult to reduce their emissions. So when they hit a critical target, which brings us to the carbon market here in Alberta, which is set at certain thresholds. So businesses with certain thresholds set will either reduce below that or find a way to create projects to offset those or buy carbon credit.
There you go.
So this is another great opportunity. It will be like the stock market, right? But trading in carbon credit.
That's right.
And it's global.
Yeah.
But Alberta is in the front position. It's in a pole position because our carbon credit market is already up and running.
Right. Yeah. Fascinating.
Yeah.
So listen, Tanner showed me his phone. So that means he has his questions ready for the Max City Minute. But before we jump into that, we got to give a big shout out to our sponsor for this segment, Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie makes some awesome products, may it be for your skin or your beard. She also makes art. Please go check out Carrie's website, Patchouli Rose. Carrie, thanks for your ongoing support. Tanner, hit him with the Max City Minute.
Alrighty. Question number one for you. What was your favorite toy or game to play when you were a child?
I was a child. Let me date myself a bit. When I was a child, there were no computers.
Yeah.
So,
but you still had toys or games.
Yes. So we played traditional games, of which are currently the draft, chess. Those were my favorite. Okay. And then folk games, you can say derivatives of the hide and seek. And then my favorite sports game is, of course, we used to call it football,
right?
Which is soccer. Really.
Right. Football makes more sense, though.
Yeah.
It's a ball that you play with your
you
foot.
You play with foot. So yeah. We're in Canada, so to keep the conversation going, let's just call it soccer. But when I take the plane, we call it football.
Yeah,
yeah, there you go. Question number two. What is one thing you think anyone could do to help with climate change?
At this point, and now we have to create a balance between living and progress, right? I think the greatest thing one can do is innovation and enhancing the capacity and opportunities for individuals and businesses to be able to buy and sell carbon credit, right? So innovation will allow for continuous progress towards less and less emission. But the ability to freely trade what your carbon credit will also create opportunities and incentives for people to make money out of it.
That's right.
So it's the same thing we do. I look at it the same thing in the same way that I look at everything, right? If I want to drink coffee, I don't start up by planting coffee. It's going to take a while. So I just buy from those who make great coffee. If at an individual level, I find it difficult to change my lifestyle to lower carbon credit, I could trade with others who find it easier.
That's right.
To do that.
Yep.
And buy it and do. I have, you know, then innovation will help us to move generally in a lower and lower emission reduction future.
Yep. Yep. There you go.
Question number three. What is one movie you think everyone should watch once?
I don't know whether I have one movie. I think I have my classics, but the one that I think everybody should watch at least once today, I think, is The Greatest Showman.
The Greatest Showman.
And people might be surprised I'm not talking about the Godfathers of this world.
Right.
Or, you know, why do I like the Greatest Showman? It has the family aspect to individual ambition.
Okay,
and it's the same thing with the Godfather also, but from different perspective.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
From different perspective, and I think having to one day sit back to ask the question, what's all this for? Why do we do what we do? Why do we wake up every day to pursue what we pursue? What is it about? I think that fundamental question spoke to me deeply when I watched The Greatest Showman.
Here we go.
Question number four. What is one thing you think that Fort McMurray does well when it comes to helping the environment?
Oh, we do a lot. We create jobs. Mm-hmm. And I think the way we come together now, how do you put it this way? The way we come together to deal with issues without going as individuals is one great thing that we do very well. And to see how this impacts the climate, you have to pretty much go deeply, right? We also have quite a bit of community-focused infrastructure rather than individual-focused infrastructure. Mm-hmm. And if you want to really impact the climate, right, dealing with, for instance, Mark Island is a great way that this community helps in managing the climate or climate impact. Why? You know, it's a point of convergence where a whole lot of services are provided under one roof. Mm-hmm. And all or almost everyone goes there. You know, instead of a disaggregated, everyone having a thing, or every neighborhood having a thing or two, mm-hmm. which you find in big cities or something. But so our community approach to community life, mm-hmm. is one of the things that we do very well.
There you go. And your mm-hmm. final question, what is one song that always makes you want to dance?
Oh, man, I mean, people who know me know my background as a Christian, right? And whenever there is a good praise and worship, I can't help but just dance. I mean, I have two girls, my wife and my daughter, who don't think I dance very well. But they know that you can't stop me from dancing when those things play.
If you feel good when you dance, then you're dancing.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. And that's what I care about, right?
Yeah.
I worry about the two of them to talk about how that happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Those have been your five questions.
Yeah. I play this game with my little boy. Yeah. I'll put on music and we'll see who cannot dance the longest.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's pretty good at it, but like I'll do it with like my sister and my mom in the room too, and I'll put on like some soca music. Mm-hmm. That's a game, like game over. You put on soca music and my mom, she can't, like second note, she's dancing, she gets kicked out. And there's something about music, like especially like your genre of music, mm-hmm. when it starts to play, like if you play country western, I'm not dissing country and western music, yeah. but like I could sit still for a whole song and not even tap my toe.
Yeah.
But like if you put on like an R&B song, mm-hmm. or some rap from the 90s, like,
the
I'm done. The Beatles? Yep. Oh, yeah. So so gospel is your go-to jam then.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep. Yeah.
So let's go back to this topic for a second, though. So you've explained a little bit about what it is for people. You've explained some opportunities. But if they are individuals outside watching right now who want to get in contact with you and or potentially want to learn more about this, how and where can they find information on this topic?
First, I mean, you can do a QR code and it will take you to our website where you can see everything. But there's something we are organizing in the community, mm-hmm. For the Fort McMurray Construction Association.
Yes.
On September the 12th. This is focused on businesses. We also have something focused on individuals and homes.
Okay.
So this event will look at the construction industry and the businesses in the construction industry and go dive deep into how the regulations, the standards, mm-hmm. That will be enforced from January 2024 will affect their businesses.
Right.
And what they can do to report. Basically, there are three things, right? So basically, you report what you're currently doing, mm-hmm. and you plan the cause of action if you need to reduce or trade. So whether you're doing very well now, you want to take advantage of the opportunities of credit, or the third part, if you want to be in project, in the opportunities, on the opportunity side, the type of projects, how to put them together, plan them, and develop the report such that you can report it and get the credit for it. Mm-hmm. And for the businesses, how to build the capacity, how to support them to build the capacity on what to report, how to build your organization to continuously improve, and how to take advantage of the result of your effort. If you're getting result in reducing, that's to get the carbon assets in order to make money while you're doing that.
That's right.
So that event on September 12th is very important. I invite the community to come and see, although it's focused on the construction industry, it's general on how we will look at the general issues and then focus on the construction industry in the workshop. For individuals, how to audit your home, how to improve your home's carbon footprint. And there's so much money going around there for the federal, from the federal government, from a lot of incentives, and how to take advantage of those incentives to build lower carbon footprint, which is good for your utility bills anyway.
That's right.
And so you can make money out of it also. So yeah.
Cool.
And well, if you just get on this QR code, it will take you to our website.
And then you can learn more about that. Awesome. Well, my man Tanner tapped his watch a little while ago, so that means we're out of time. That being said, before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
I would like to give a shout out to my daughter, who just turned 16, and to the community, because great things are coming. I'm very, very optimistic about this community, especially entrepreneurs and businesses and it that are always looking for opportunities. We are Fort Mac and we are strong. And oh man, I love this community. So thank you so much for getting on this. And thank you to my wife. Happy 20th anniversary. And yeah.
There we go. Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you very much. And I'm going to switch it up again. I'm going to switch it up at the end. I normally don't go into it. This is a super fascinating and interesting topic. We only had 20 minutes to talk about it today. It deserves more time than that. I would urge you to go and look into this a little bit more, because I think it will be impactful in your life moving forward. Other than that, have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Thank you. Go.